What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Overachievers Gaming Podcast. I am your host, Vash, joined, as always, by the one, the only, the ginger hair man himself who needs a patchy beard roller to get things going, Chef Krondo.
Damn, just savage. Just called me out.
Out the gate.
Just called me out, man.
And then the bar hopper aficionado himself, Ashy Pastrami.
You go to one bar and you're
a Ashy's had one
for you. I'm doing a Athletic Brewing Company, a Rare Pursuit. It's a lemon.
Wonderful.
Lemon Radler. It's a non-alcohol.
I should have had a seltzer.
So
I had a vodka soda before I came.
And he's freaking wasted right now.
He is tanked. Wasted.
This man can barely.
Just fun fact, but before I get into a fun fact, you can find us on Instagram, OG Podcast, or websites, OGPodcast.fm. Oh my God, hold on.
Wow.
It's been a minute since we've done this. Our Instagram is OG.podcast, or Twitter is OverAchieversP. Our website is OGPodcast.fm, where we get this episode and every episode where we're talking about what we're playing, what we're looking forward to, and a little bit of gaming news. And also, I'm going to try to make this thing happen. I tried to make it for this. It didn't work. Live on TikTok. That's at OG.podcast on our TikTok. Maybe we're going to do it. Maybe not. Apparently, you can do gaming now on TikTok. So, sorry, Dom, that I know you work for Twitch, but here we go. So, we'll see what happens.
I'll tell you right now, Twitch isn't going to be upset by us doing stuff on TikTok.
I just meant like we're just like giving it to the man. So,
I actually just got an email from the Twitch CEO. He is pissed right now.
Let's bring it up on the stream really quickly.
Mr. Clancy?
He is himself? Pissed.
Not fair. I'd be pissed too.
He's so mad.
Achievers Gaming Podcast with their three people watching who are certainly just us three.
Dude, he is 100%. He can just
this is really good.
He can just feel the monetization just bleeding away.
But hey, you know what? I'll take it. We have 31 followers on TikTok with
that guy is definitely pissed off now. Okay. Hold on. You guys are just making it worse.
Fact, I am pissed.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm pissed.
I don't know how to work the TikTok algorithm, but we're going to have a fun experiment with it with all this gaming stuff. So we'll see what happens. But I wish there was more. Honestly, you know what I don't know if anyone's been following all the AI talk that's been going on. What I really want from AI for the most part is like just make it easier for me as an individual who has zero time to do anything fun and creative to be able to just make editing easier because I don't need to go through and shift, sift through every single, an hour and a half of
conversations. I have a tool that does that. There's some tools that just came out. You can do that.
Yeah, but I don't want to pay for it.
Oh, well then.
Let me tell you something, pal. I got a fucking friend.
If you have access, let's go.
Who's an editor that's losing rent money because that fucking AI bullshit. Okay. Let me tell you something. You got a lot of fucking, I'm calling the hall. You have a giant rat sitting outside of your home tomorrow. Okay, you want an AI editor?
You talking to me or Charlie?
For bullshit, social stuff. You want like creative?
Scab.
I'm not scab.
Scab.
Oh, scab.
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 Do you even have your card still?
No, like I gave that up 3 years ago.
Oh, is that what you guys used to do?
What?
No, you guys were editors.
No, I'm making a union joke.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Union joke. Gotcha.
Local 52 is going to come knocking on my door and being like, this motherfucker right here is like, no, but anyway.
Wait, do you know this person, Lyle, Chef? This is the most random trading.
Yeah, Lyle 77 is one of our sponsors for Patreon.
Oh, Patreon member.
Sponsor. Lyle 77, the one of two Patreon members that you can get us, that you can also sign up and be one of three Patreon members of patreon.com/OGPod.
I'm making fun of Chef for trading card games.
Yeah. I actually have slowed down on my Pokemon purchases. Thank you very much. But I have heard of this Star Wars Unlimited game. I don't have any of them, but it does look like it's pretty fun.
The game store is trying to really get a lot of people into that.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been some heat around it. There's a bunch of new games like this one called MetaZoo. They completely just stopped making new cards and people are pretty pissed off about it. Magic is like blowing up right now because they're doing all these collab. Actually, the newest set, they're doing a collaboration with Warhammer.
Dude, everyone's doing a collaboration with Warhammer right now.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fucking Call of Duty. Call of Duty, yeah.
Yeah. That's been the Warhammer. That's been the new thing that Magic is doing. I think they did like Doctor Who, then they had a Lord of the Rings set. The last one they just did was Fallout. And then the next one's gonna be Warhammer 40K. And those the Warhammer ones and the Fallout ones are mad expensive for the collection boxes, mad expensive. I mean, if you can get your hands on one of them. But anyways, that's what's been up in the TCG world. Pokemon's really fallen off for me, man. I love buying Pokemon cards, but like this.
Oh, how far the king has fallen.
Yeah, no, I mean, here's the thing. They come out with 6 sets a year. And for the most part, the main 4 sets they release are more catered towards the younger crowd / like the people that are playing the game. And they're less about like pure collection value. And the one that I went for last summer that was called 151, which is the original 151 Pokemon.
Well, yeah, posting some of that.
Yeah, that was really fun. And I got like the whole master set. And then after that, I just kind of like was buying random shit. And I'm like, man, like, what am I doing here? Like, I don't even know what I'm collecting. And so I'm kind of like waiting for the next set like that to come around. And then I'll probably like get hard on it again. But the
hard on it.
You're gonna get hard on for it.
Get hard.
Yeah, I have a way with words sometimes. Sorry, it's just
another wrong with getting hard.
Yeah,
still get hard.
Yeah, yeah. At 39, when without help, that's always a comforting thing. But yeah, but hey, so what you guys been playing?
Oh, the video game stuff. Let's see. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. I think the last time we recorded, which was about a month ago, and apologies for everyone. Life's crazy.
Yeah, we were going to go last weekend, but we all had Easter stuff, and then the Easter week before. Stuff,
really wanted to make it work. It just hasn't been. We're just all, life's crazy, life's busy, all that fun stuff. And yeah, so with that, I don't think we've talked about Final Fantasy Rebirth.
Are you talking about the minigame collection?
Oh yeah. So sorry. Final Fantasy VII minigame.
It's called Minigame Edition. So
minigame edition.
I've concluded that the game is awesome at to the core, right? Minus the minigames. If you just took the game as it is right now, took every minigame out except for the Golden Saucer. And I mean, the Fort Condor shit was pretty cool, actually. I'll leave the Fort Condor stuff alone because that was like a Warcraft Rumble / it's like a tower defense kind of game with the fantasy units. That one was fun.
It was annoying, but
it was fun. Some of the other ones, like, dude, I don't even know how far you are, but I'm in the last.
I am towards the end of chapter 9.
Oh yeah. You haven't even come across the Gears and Gambits, which is the dumbest fucking game mini game they put in this damn game. It is so fucking stupid, dude. Like, I really would have loved to have been in the room for creative when they were doing that, and whoever came up with that idea just slapped them across the face and be like, get the fuck out of here. No, like, you know that meme where it's like everybody makes a suggestion and they kick somebody out the window or whatever.
Oh yeah,
that would have 100% been me kicking that motherfucker out the window, because fuck that minigame, dude. Like, I hate it with a passion. Like, it's so
really
dumb.
Do you not like it?
I love it. But but no, the game itself is actually really fun. Like, the Queen's Gambit, which is the card game they put in it, super dope.
That was fun. I really enjoy that. But they just, like, at the beginning of the game, when they tease you with Queen's Gambit, you're like, oh, this is fun. Oh, this is just a fun one. Lo and behold, just wait.
Yeah. But I mean, I ass stomp everybody in Queen's Gambit. Like, Queen's Gambit is my shit. Oh, mainly because like I did Triple Triad, which was I think which one did that come from? Was it 10? No, 10 was Blitzball. I think 8 or no, Triple Triad's from 8. What am I talking about? Anyways, Rebirth storyline, awesome. I love what they did with the storyline. Fuck the mini games. The combat, I actually, you know, if anybody's been following me talking shit about games, and I talk a lot of shit about Final Fantasy VII Remake's combat system, Rebirth is way better in my opinion. Like, I don't know what the difference is between the two, but it wasn't nearly as painful, and I actually enjoyed it. So I'd say, like, truthfully, 70% of the game is mini games. 15%, 20, no, yeah, 20% of it is storyline, like cutscenes, which are all, they're all fucking badass. Like it's,
they are,
the way they did everything, the way that they expanded upon the story and dove in deeper with Zack's backstory and just Cloud and Sephiroth and the, all the, like the weapon materia part. Have you come across that part yet? Where like the giant weapon materia comes out of the water. Like that was just super cool to see.
Yeah, I just got to the point where Tifa, you just rescue Tifa from that. So,
oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm
thinking about what you guys are talking about.
Would you play Final Fantasy VII?
Did I? You, yeah.
No, no, Dom.
No, I've never.
Yeah, okay. Well, then you wouldn't. Ever. Right, so you wouldn't get it. But I mean, it's
You wouldn't get it.
Well, no, I mean, it's
not even full disclosure.
Yeah. Well,
it's okay.
It is okay,
never been to it.
Yeah. So anyways, game's great. If you're a fan of the game, try it out. But it, be prepared for a lot of frustrating ass mini games. Like, you know, what's the dumb ones? Like,
all of them.
Oh, you haven't even got, have you had to do the chocobo hang gliding yet?
Mm-mm.
It's basically like,
that's an amazing sentence.
What?
The chocobo hang gliding.
The chocobo hang gliding yet. I love video games.
Well, you literally have to do this part where the chocobos, like their wings flutter and you have to like go through rings. It's basically like a pilot wings game or like something from Breath of the Wild. Like, isn't there a thing where you have to like fly through shit in Breath of the Wild?
Yeah, well, in Tears of the Kingdom, there's some flying through stuff.
Whatever. It's just
flying in Breath of the Wild.
I don't know why I thought of Breath of the Wild, but it just, there's definitely a great amount of disdain I had for that game. Everything in the Golden Saucer, there's like basically like a rock, paper, scissors type game where you have to play against a AI that, you know, it can either throw like a jab, an uppercut, blah, 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 blah. You got to basically like guess what they're going to do. And because it does like this weird body contortion where you're like, man, I have no fucking clue if that's an uppercut or a jab or nothing. Yeah. you kind of got to guess. Right. And which is whatever. And then there's like the Queen's Blood thing. Oh, and then the Street Racer is dope. The snowboarding game is fucking badass. The Chocobo Racing is actually basically like Mario Kart with Chocobos. And that's just like the main mini games. They made everything a mini game. Oh, anyways, I'm done talking.
Yeah, they literally made everything.
Literally everything, dude.
It's just like, bro, it's like, come on. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Just wait, I mean, you come to Gears and Gambits. Fuck that shit so much.
I don't mind it so much, but at the same time, I'm like, this is just absurd. Like, this is like straight up, like just absurd. And I guess it's like, it's fine, but I don't know. It's
filler content. It is 100% filler shit, dude. Those could have been.
It just feels like, and it doesn't even feel like filler content. Like, I mean, I'm maybe it is. I mean, I'm 60 hours into the game and I've been barely being able to play because I am do a thing
90 and I'm not even done with the game yet. So like you've got a ways to go.
It's like, yeah, maybe they can cut back on half of them. It would be fine.
So Trondo finished the game. I mean, like he finished the game. Like he beat every mini game on hard mode, whatever. Like he's
I'm trying to work my way through that. That's just real.
Yeah. He took him 130 hours to finish the game. That's a lot of time. I haven't heard of a person having to do a single playthrough in that many hours in a long time to beat a game.
I think like, the last time that I did that was Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and that took me 209.
I thought you were going to say Elden Ring.
No, I did Elden Ring in like 65 hours.
All right, well, I'm done talking about Rebirth. Oh,
anyway,
I will say one more thing. Sorry,
but not the. I'm done, but I'm not.
Yeah, I'm highly anticipating the last portion of the series because what they do with the last part of the game is probably the most important part, because anybody that's played 7 knows that like once you get past where Rebirth ends, that's kind of the best part of the game to play. Like that's the part like everybody's really like getting to, that's or like you it opens up and there's like a lot of different fun shit you can do. But yeah, so I hope that they just stay away from the mini games a little bit and just keep pushing the storyline that they were doing and the combat, and just that's it. Sometimes, you know, you just, if, just stop it with the mini games, please. Anyways.
It is a lot.
Dom, what you been playing, man? Besides Warhammer.
Mostly Warhammer.
Yeah.
Video game wise is mostly Helldivers, which is.
I heard they just play that.
I heard they just came out with a new patch for it and it's like super cool.
Well, they do a lot of patch stuff. Not all of it good. So far, they have not been the best with balancing like guns and abilities and stuff. And so like some guns are auto take and that's the only thing people use. And so they kind of just nerf them to oblivion, but they don't make the other guns better. So it's kind of wonky in that regard. I think they'll figure it out. I don't think they've ever done anything like this before, so I don't know if they. I think they'll figure it out.
You know, do it live, you know?
Right. And that's really what they are doing it live. And a lot of people are like annoyed because. I think some of it is warranted, the annoyance, but also like, I don't know, calm down. Also,
a video game. Yeah.
Like, relax. Like, you know, it makes the game a little harder. Have fun. Play the game. What do you want me to tell you? It's the silliest game.
It looks like a lot of fun. It really looks like a lot of fun.
It's a very silly game that doesn't take itself seriously, but people are taking that nerfs seriously.
Well,
but they do like, you know, it's not a battle pass, but they have seasons, but the seasons don't go away. So you get to unlock stuff from like the current unlock thing or the previous unlock thing. So that's cool.
Right.
It's a really great game. It's like very fun to hop in with your buds, fucking spread some democracy. And I've also had to been traveling a lot. So I've been playing a lot of my little Game Boy emulator.
What you been playing on there?
Yellow Pokemon Yellow.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I need to get one of those. I really do.
It's great. It's such a good little thing, dude. It comes with like. I'll send you a link to this one because this one's good because it comes with everything, all the games loaded, and has like
a
thousand games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd love to get one just to play some something like that. Or you know what I really have had a hankering for really lately, not to cut you off, but Pokemon the trading card game. Do you remember the OG one on Game Boy? Yeah. I've been like wanting to play that one.
Yeah, it's on there. It has like it has like every fucking game. It's awesome. I had to travel. So the past couple of weeks have been a whirlwind. I had to go to LA. I land in LA. I find out the stream I was there for had to be canceled within an hour of me landing. So I fly back the next morning.
What?
And then we reschedule it to this week. So I flew again back to LA on Monday for the stream, got back Wednesday. So it's been a very funny, sleepy last couple of weeks, but I wanted to play Pokemon. I started playing Red and I was like, wow, Red. Like, quite frankly, I did not think it held up very well.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that? Too slow?
It's just old, dude. Like, it is very slow. Like, no running. Getting through items is, like, so slow. It's actually, like, quite a grind.
Yeah.
Game.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But then nostalgia hit me, and I was like, oh, let me try Pokemon Yellow, which is pretty much the same game, but just like a couple like
there were some tweaks. There were some tweaks they added to it, and it also was in color, right?
I mean, technically.
Well, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, in a way, right?
Yeah.
But it's been really fun because the nostalgia is hitting really hard with Yellow. It's been really fun to play Pokemon Yellow. But yeah, Helldivers, Pokemon Yellow, still DayZ. Still ripping DayZ. I love DayZ. I don't know. I'm just like kind of a DayZ stan. I don't know why I like DayZ so much. It is like it's not like a good game by any means.
I can't tell you why I like WoW so much. So, I mean, you know, sometimes there's games you just like to play, you know, like you just can't, I can't get enough of it.
We're gamers. I don't know.
Yeah.
You just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
I do. It's a lot of fun.
So yeah, just, Helldivers, Pokemon, and DayZ. And obviously Warhammer. I have a big tournament coming up end of April, so that'll be really fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to go this time? How are you feeling?
Well, so I'm playing a team tournament. I'm playing a team tournament, which is less about your overall winning and more about scoring points, because the team overall accumulates points based on each game.
Okay.
So like hypothetically, it's an 8-man team tournament. So hypothetically, we can go 4-0 in a round, right? Like 4 of us can win, 4 of us can lose, but we can score enough points that we could beat a team that won 6 and only lost 2. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Or even technically, even if they won 7 and lost 1, if like the 4 people that won scored perfectly and the 4 people that lost didn't lose that much. So it's all about points. I think I'm playing a very pressure army, an army that is supposed to score a lot. So I'm hoping that means that I will do well. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of like the point of the army I'm playing. So yeah, I don't know. I would like to win everything, to be honest, but you never know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
Very fun. Team tournaments are like the way Warhammer's been.
Yeah. I feel like that's probably a lot of fun.
It's tons of fun. Like,
yeah.
Truly the best, actually.
Yeah. That's why I really wanted to like get into the Pokemon trading card game, but I realized very quickly that I just don't have that. I don't have that bone in my.
They ain't got that dog.
I ain't got that dog in me. No, I ain't got that dog in me. No, I just, yeah, I just don't. I don't. And, because some people are very creative with the way that they like to put together decks, or they like to approach certain things. Like, I feel very, hesitant at times. And I feel like the hesitancy is where you tend to fuck up, you know? And make minor mistakes, or like you know, I find a lot of the games I lost, I'd have been like, dude, if I had just like not played this card a second ago, like, I was telling myself I shouldn't have played it, but I played it anyways. And that I feel like I lost so many times because of that. And it's like, I just never learned my lesson. And so
that's a very fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Super fair. In fact.
Yeah. You know, someday, man, sometimes you're good at things, sometimes you're not. Trading card games, I feel like I just don't. I feel like not a good.
That's again.
That's unless I had kids and I was like playing with my kids, or if I was like teaching them how to play, where it's less about like, you know, if I go out to a tournament and I want to, I just don't have that bone. I will want to fucking win. Like, I will want to like stomp people. So, yeah. Anyways. It's about trading card games.
I never really got into it.
I know. It doesn't really seem like you're... Charlie, there's no platinum trophy in trading card games. So, of course, you didn't get into it.
Sort of is, but...
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's...
Beating children.
Yeah, it's like making the Connors cry in the world.
Yeah, yeah. Make Connor cry. Well, shit.
Duh.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real prize. It's the tears of the children that you, like, truly. You vanquished.
Right. That sounds accurate.
Yeah, I mean, why else?
I'm not ashamed.
You shouldn't feel shame. This kid's got to fucking learn one way or another, you know.
Yeah, world's not fair, man.
World is a cold, cruel place, man.
Of this whole thing that we're talking about is I end up letting Connor win. If you remember the story.
Oh, so it's Dom's tears that we're actually like.
Yeah,
here's the five head play, right? See, Connor in like 10 years is going to find that podcast, right? Because it's going to be etched in history forever. And
it will be on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait a second.
He's going to be like, wait that's a second.
Shit.
He let me fucking win. And I thought I was the shit for so many years after this. Does that mean my entire, like, everything's a lie? And he's going to have he's going to go through an entire existential crisis. He's going to break down, fucking go to Vegas, gamble all his shit away. Warhammer's gone. It's just it's he doesn't understand that this is his destiny. But, you know, we just manifested it live today on the OG podcast.
I love this tangent right now.
This is what happens when I don't smoke weed. My brain goes places.
Yeah, well, yeah. This is clean chef. So
yeah.
How's it going? By the way, how are you feeling?
Tuesday was 2 months of no smoking. So
okay.
Took myself out for some fajitas. They were actually like fucking delicious. I found this place right in front of my house Vegetas.
Charlie Anderson, everybody.
Vegetas.
They make their corn tortillas by hand. I'm sorry, man. They're, yeah, I love, we're Italian, right? And I mean, for me, there's nothing like some good pasta, but like those fresh corn tortillas, man, they are bomb as fuck. So anyways, that was that.
Yeah, there's a good place. There's a good like taco truck, not too far from us.
Vegetas.
Really ceviche, ceviche, which is so good. So.
Oh, and I found that I play World of Warcraft a lot better when I'm sober, and people have noticed it. And like, so I think that's a good.
So you make more gold because you.
Yeah. Now we got like really good people that want to come to our runs because we aren't scrubby anymore.
It's not a performance enhancing drug, is what you're saying.
Maybe for some people, but for me, it definitely makes me slow, stupid, and very ragey. So,
So not a team player.
Correct.
Okay. Just so we're on the same page.
A resentful team player.
A resentful team player. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What you been playing, Charlie? Besides minigame. Besides minigame extraordinaire.
Minigame extraordinaire is the best. Mm-hmm. It's minigame simulator. Essentially, it's very meta because it's a game within a game. So I can't wait for them to do the mini game. So it's the game within a game within a game.
Stop.
So it'd be really good. So you're playing a mini game. You got to play a mini game in order to beat that mini game in order to finish the mini game, which then you're playing the game because you as the person are playing the game. So it'll be fun. I'd be curious to see how it goes. So I've been playing a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to get into one of them that I'm really curious about your take on. But I've been playing quite a bit of mobile games recently.
Same.
And one that I've been playing that is really, I should say there's a few. So Call of Duty Mobile came out and I gave that a good try. Call of Duty Warzone Mobile. Warzone Mobile came out.
That seems like it'd be such a complicated game to play on a mobile device.
It's not really.
Did they simplify it?
It's pretty straightforward, but the problem is there's the mobile. The mobile shooter genre has improved so drastically over the last like 3 years that when the game came out, it just felt very dated immediately because it doesn't feel like modern day stuff. Like there's no, you don't see visual indicators of people around you, like as they're moving or shooting or whatever. Like you really have to pay attention. You have to wear headphones to do it. And there's so many bugs where like my headphones would just randomly disconnect, stop playing audio. Which when you need audio, it's a problem. And then like my backbone controller just stopped working. So I had to like switch to actually playing on the screen. And then right in the middle of a firefight, if your audio goes out or the backbone controller stops working, like you're fucked because you're like, what? And then you die. And I definitely was in a lot of situations where I was like the last like two or three people alive and was in the middle of a firefight and just lost. I'm like, well, I don't want to do this now. This sucks.
Yeah.
So
that does suck.
It's fine. But there's another one that came out at the same time that threw a lot of shade at Call of Duty Mobile. I saw some like Reddit stuff on there. It was kind of fun. It's called Bloodstrike. And I actually quite liked that one. So I never really played PUBG Mobile whatsoever, but I've been starting playing Bloodstrike. And I like mobile shooters because I'm actually surprisingly decent at it. Because it's not very.
Hard.
It's not hard to like. Figure out, and I couldn't tell like if I was having a Dom moment where like I thought I was doing really really good, and then it was just all of a sudden I was
they're all the bots. the Dom moment
that was happening, savage, but then I actually played against some people with actual usernames. So like,
What game was that you did that with?
It was the Marvel MOBA Marvel's that they did.
What was the name of that? Super. Super Wars,
maybe?
Something War. Yeah, Super Wars. Yeah, Super Wars. That's what it was. Yeah. I forgot about that game.
Hold on.
Wasn't that funny, though?
D- Did you guys see? No, I know. Actually,
that'll forever be in my brain.
We'll talk about whatever I'm about to bring up. We can wait. It'll wait till what we're looking forward to. I was about to get sidetracked. Continue.
No, I mean, who fucking gets sidetracked?
No, Charlie's still talking about structure. What he wants to play through.
Who cares?
So playing the Bloodstrike has been pretty fun. Then I went back to Call of Duty. I'm like, this is just a cash grab. It just feels like icky.
What are they selling? What the fuck are they selling in that?
Like battle passes, you do skins, you do upgrades, fast track all your upgrades for all your guns if you want to. I'm like, I'm not doing this. Like I would rather play a game from a developer who's like trying and doing some other stuff. I was like, I'll give it a go. And there's always like the $1 pack that's like, okay, I'll give you $1 to do something. And like you unlock like that. And it's like, oh, you spend $1, get like some like unique skin. I was like, fine, $1, sure. I spent more on dumb shit, so I was like, okay. But yeah, I mean, I like Bloodstrike. I play it like once a week. It's nothing crazy, but I don't go nuts on it like I used to because I just don't have time. And but it's been fun. On the other thing I've been playing that's kind of like a 5v5 collector, which I was kind of waiting for AFK Journey to come out, and I was just looking for different things to play, is this game called Souls.
Oh yeah. I tried that too. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not a bad game.
I like the art on it. It's a good art style. I like the vertical like layouts for like the game. The characters are cool. I've just been like low key, just a login, collect all, do quick dailies, done. Like I don't fuck around. Like I'm not worried about it. I'm not like trying to max out characters and stuff. I just like whatever, but it's been fun. I've been enjoying that. I'm still playing Honkai Star Rail, which has been awesome.
Dude, how do you play all these games? And
I actually I would like to know this question. This answer.
Well, I'm telling you, you've definitely figured out how to clone yourself, and you're fucking with all of us.
100%.
How are you Ryan Reynolds' best friend? You got all this time to do all these fucking games, and all right, keep going.
You find time. I have so much time I drive between sets, so I just play them all while driving.
That's gotcha. Works, right? Gotcha.
The trick is I don't play them all the time. I just every now and then.
Right? Oh, I don't know what that's like. You don't raid 7 nights a week, basically. Okay, gotcha. That's where all my fucking time is lost. Got it. Okay.
No, I have friends and family and
friends. Stuff, so. The fuck is that? Family?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut up, nerd.
Shut up, nerd.
But anyway, yeah, so I don't do any of that stuff. But yeah, so I just like I play a little bit here and there. And also Honkai is also on PS5, so I've been enjoying that.
Nice.
Because you can do cross save.
Yeah, Stan was asking if you've been playing on PS5 or not.
I have, yeah. And they have Play Trophy, which is what I'm going for.
No, of course.
You have played Helldivers, right, Charlie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you play it on PS5 or on computer?
PS5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we could play together if you're on PC and we're on PS5, right? Well, that's dope. Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and then finally, what I've been enjoying and playing with a few of the other people in the community is AFK Journey.
Yeah, it's the shit.
The fuck is this?
It's basically the best mobile game that's come out in a really long time. Like just straight up, I've lost a lot of time to it the last, I don't know, what I think I'm on like day 10 or something like that.
Yeah, I'm pretty stuck right now, but I've just been playing. I refuse to spend money in it. Like I think I did like the $10 pack, and I was like,
okay. So you and I are the polar opposite, basically. I have definitely, I have spent more on this in a short period of time than I have ever spent on a mobile game ever.
It's like I don't need weed money anymore. I need that AFK.
Dude. Hey, yeah. Matt. Okay. Well, yeah,
you have other methods of paying, reasons and methods for paying for it. So there's like you
that is also that. True. So that is also true. That, so. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, Mister, I got fucking 3 clones of myself hanging out in the back room. Yeah, talk to me about. I know you got one of them. Yeah, $20 an hour, man. If you clone yourself 5 times, there's $100 an hour, boss. Like, come on, get out of here, dude. It's all about efficiency.
Ad right now, Charlie, or was that automatic?
I think it was automatic.
What?
A minute.
It says OG Podcast is taking an ad break. Stick around to support the stream. A minute and 10 seconds.
I didn't touch anything.
Can we get that revenue?
Yeah, I want to know. I mean, we're pushing Phillips Norelco right now, and Dove's men hair, men care. So I mean,
it's are supposed to get.
I have not seen a single dime.
You should check out the dashboard because I'm pretty sure they did change it so that affiliates could get a small portion of ad revenue.
Okay.
If we were on Kick, we could get a salary.
I tried Kick for a while and we would not get a salary.
On Kick. We would not get it. Someone else would get a salary. Ain't us.
Ah, come on.
People get salaries when Kick wants them.
Oh, you're saying, listen, if the Twitch CEO personally reached out to me and was like, hey, dude, get the fuck off of TikTok or else, you tell me that the people from Kick don't want us?
Oh, I was like, at first I was like, wait, what are you talking about? And I remember there's a bit earlier. Okay. Yeah, dude, the Kick want us. Kick specifically wants you, Chef.
He just probably. Wants, yeah, they want you just to rant.
All I mean, Aiden Ross is down in Miami. I mean, I'm not that far away from him, you know what I'm saying? He's basically their ambassador. So, you know, I could just head down and go hang out at the douchebag palace.
You could have stopped the entire sentence that Aiden Ross is their ambassador and it would have told us everything we need to know about Kick.
How do you know who that is?
Yeah. He has a place that I say is the center point of Douchebag Palace down in Miami. That's basically like what I've coined it. But yeah.
Oh, speaking of, I'm going to be in Miami in October. So.
Oh shit! All right. Oh,
really? From what are you doing?
Adobe Max is in Miami this year.
Oh, cool.
Oh, well, dope.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Well, just we're gonna have down. To. Yep. So yeah, it used to be that Miami was only like a 30-minute drive, but lately it takes about like an hour and a half to get down there. But that's not a problem. I'll come down
because of Aiden Ross.
But yes, he is the sole reason that there is a overcrowding and overpopulation issue in Miami. That is completely his idiot. It's because of his dumbass big head. It just takes up too much space.
Yeah, I figured as much.
I got a chuckle out of Dommy on that one.
It's funny. Dumbass big head.
Still playing Diablo Immortal, and then also playing.
Oh wait, hold on. Let's go back to AFK Journey. Okay, AFK Journey. So the reason the AFK Journey is so badass is that it's basically the entire IP from AFK Arena, and they rolled it into a much better version of. Like the art style is amazing. The combat is great. The characters, they're like, it's just, I don't know. I'm loving it. I'm like actually into the storyline.
No, this is a story. I've skipped past all of it.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely am a little bit more into reading and getting into stories and things like that. So
reading, that's like words that are like things
sometimes
you can actually use your eyes to hear. What
yes. Yes. I can do more with my eyes than watch the subtitles on my anime. I can actually do that.
So go ahead.
Yes.
That's amazing. And
yeah, Charlie is
your dialect. Impeccable.
Yeah.
Sagoya.
Yeah. So,
thank you.
I know a few words like kudasai, yes. Yeah. But, so AFK Journey, we're playing with, the guys over at Alternerd, and, Chewburger is absolutely wailing the fuck out on this game and is like constantly in the top three leaderboard, like ping ponging around with some other dudes that have Chinese symbols for their names, so I don't know who they are.
You know that shit,
but yeah, dude. Toronto and I have been joking about it we joke about it nonstop because like we'll see like somebody go to number two and Chew all of a sudden dip to three, and then he'll like all of a sudden shoot up to number one for a little while, and then the other guy, and we're like, man, we basically got like
you're playing StarCraft and you see like Korean symbols, you're like, okay, I lost.
Yeah, it's so good, dude. And I've dove in. I think I'm about like $250 into the game so far. And I mean, I can feel it. Like I'm actually like my team is actually slapping. I got one of my characters to S+, and I unlocked the weapon on
S+.
S+ is the max it can go. So it goes epic, like,
you know, evolution.
Yeah, it goes epic, whatever. Legendary, mythic, mythic plus, and then S, and then S+. So my Rowan is S+, and then my Vala is Supreme, and I unlocked a weapon on her, and I got this bundle last night for $9.99.
haven't gotten weapons.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, dude, like so there's a little bit of a cheap maneuver you can do to instantly get a fuckload of gems, because every time you buy the $5 monthly pass, it gives you 3,000 gems. So and to buy 3,000 gems in the game would cost you a little bit more than $50. So you can just keep buying the $5 thing up to about, I think you can do it 10 times, and then you cap out on the days. It's like up to 300 days. Anyway, it's like a really cheap way. I may have done that already. And and I just sat there and like kept opening the ones on the banner for Vala. And this is what pisses me off. Okay. So Trondo has spent.
Tell us, buddy.
Yeah, dude. This shit really grinds my fucking gears. Okay. Trondo has definitely spent $100 less than I have, maybe a little bit more than that. And he is definitely ahead of me, because this asshole has way better fucking luck than I do. And it pisses me off to the high heavens. Like, he literally. Okay. So they have in this game, Dom, where he can open up, like, say you open 40 gems and or summons. Is
that the classic Gazette thing you're talking
yes.
about?
Yes. Yeah. You can keep buying that over and over. So they have a pity time, or they have like a pity count on their the summons that you do. So if like for the monthly one, if or for the banner on Vala, if I open up 40 gems, I'm guaranteed a copy of her, right? This asshole twice got it on the first fucking pull. I had to fucking pull 40.
Every
fucking time, dude. Classic. Every time. This motherfucker, we're sitting there playing, and he's just like, I'm just gonna open one just on a whim, and gets fucking Temesia. Then fucking 5 minutes later, gets another one. He's like, I'm gonna open one. Gets another Temesia. I'm like, dude, what the fuck, man? Like, I actually hate you. Like, you're my best friend. I love you, but I hate you. Like, yeah, but I love you. But it's just like, damn, dude. Like, it's just, there is definitely a difference in some people's luck, and it sucks. But that's RNG for you. Random is random, right? So, you know, I can complain about it, but
I didn't know you could buy that over and over again. That's fun.
Yeah. There's a couple cheap offers that were insta buys for me. Like, just not even think. I bought the $100 one because obviously somebody bought some gold from me. So I was just like, yep, wailing out, dude. Like, never done this before. Gonna try it out, see what it's all about. I'm still getting my ass whooped, because guess what? There's always someone out there that has more money than you, and they will spend it and remind you of it. So that's the lesson that I've learned so far.
This game or real life?
Both. Yes. Well, I was joking about it in terms of the game and life. I should say that much, but having a lot of fun with it. I was playing this game, Legend of the Mushroom, for a little while.
Yeah, I was playing that too.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fun. Like, it's super cheeky. It's dumb as shit, but it's a great game. And dude, people wail the fuck out on that game. I couldn't believe how much money people were spending, because you can actually like see on the leaderboards how much people are at in certain things. And it's like, I spent like $20 on the game, and I was straight like, I mean, I was in the like low end of top 100, and then the top three, dude, these people must have been spending like just swipe, 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 just endlessly, because they put offers everywhere in that game. Everywhere. Like, I thought MSF That's was predatory. Point. I thought MSF was pretty. But see, what I always used to say with MSF is I was like, give me cheap offers and I'll buy them. Well, this game, that's all they got pretty much, is cheap offers. And I kept finding myself like, I kept having to tell myself like, dude, AFK Journey comes out in a couple days, like, stop spending all your money, because I kept buying these like little 99 cent offers left and right, and before I knew it, I was at like, within like 2 days, I was at $20, and I'm like, oh, okay, like, I see these guys were actually smart. But I saw somebody playing MSF the other day, and dude, it just looked like such a foreign game to me. Oh my god, I didn't see any of all the characters I saw in this person's top row. I didn't recognize any of them. I mean, I knew who they were, but I'm talking about like from when we were playing the game, I didn't recognize any of the characters that were being used.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure there's just a plethora of new shit.
Yeah. It's kind of funny to think that my dad was asking me, he's like, how do you know Charlie and Dom? And I was like, man, you know, it's a good question, you know, and I had to think about it. And it was just so funny, like how
this mobile game brought
it. Yeah. Back. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I mean,
talking about shit.
Yeah. 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 But mobile games. There's been some really good ones out that came out like within the last month alone.
Yeah.
I feel like there was like a, I feel like there was a dry spell for a while, and then all of a sudden like the floodgates opened and there's like a whole bunch of really good ones out there right now.
Yeah. I would say the past year has been really good.
Yeah.
So there's been some good stuff. So, and the one that's still coming out that I'm waiting, really the game that I'm waiting for is The Division, where like, I'm fine to spend like $20 max on these type of things. So I'm like, I'm not going to go the way that I went on MSF.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm necessarily waiting for The Division.
I'm 100% in waiting for that. So did you know that you can actually play AFK Journey on the PC? And it's,
oh, I mainly, I mean, by nine. Yeah, I mainly play it on the PC. Oh, you can go full screen.
No. Well, you can do vertical, or is it just widescreen?
You can do both.
Oh, you can do both. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a download. I haven't played it at all on PC.
This looks fun. I pretty much have exclusively been playing it on PC because it runs so much better on there than it does on my phone. I'm at the point where I need to start looking at getting a new phone because I'm on a 11 or 12. And it just runs really slow. I don't need to get a new phone because of the game, but I'm just, you know,
that's a good justification.
I'm a tech guy. Like I should have a new phone, or I should have a modern phone. I've been having like cell reception problems, whatever. Anyways. Okay. So the game that I'm really excited about, did you guys see the preview that Mish posted with the Marvel game that's going to be a MOBA? It's kind of like, Dom, did you play Smite?
I know of it, but I didn't play it.
I played it, yeah.
Okay, you played Smite. So for some reason, I knew one of you two did. So it's basically a Marvel game, but Smite version. So like, think like League of Legends kind of game, but from like the top, like a not third person. Is it third person? Would it be like second person kind of view? I guess it's top down, right?
Top down is isometric. Second. Yeah.
It's like anyways, old Grand Theft Auto, right?
Like you can look around and, you know, I'll back it up. Like Overwatch. Yeah. Like Stan just reminded me. It basically looks like Overwatch with Marvel characters, and it looks awesome, dude. Like super awesome. Like, oh my God. I legitimately, like I was watching the combat of like Iron Man up in the sky, raining rockets down, and Hulk came in and just started like Hulk smashing people, and Magic came out and did her thing. Like it looks sick. Absolutely sick. I can't wait to play that. I saw it and like all I could think was like, okay, this is the next game that I'm going to get where I can like play with the boys, because like that one's going to be one of those games where you want to get on there and start talking shit to other people, and I don't know, that looks like fun. Looks like a lot of fun.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I logged in. I noticed your comment about my profile pic on
this man has a picture of you have a picture of Ryan Reynolds as a profile pic.
Yeah, you know, he's hey, you know, he's got to keep that jobs coming.
Yeah. You know, homie's gonna homie, you know.
Okay. Homie's gonna homie.
But yeah, I mean, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. So I keep getting stuck. But like the nice thing about this is like, you're like, okay, I'm stuck. Fine.
It's AFK Journey, dude.
I'll wait.
Yeah. The game comes to a choke point where you have to like actually wait. You just have to. It's the whole point.
It's in the name. But yeah, I'm enjoying just playing it.
I also love how you can like randomly find people in the world. Like I just kept finding Hooch and like sending him screenshots of finding him in the wild for the first few days. And
yeah, I found you and Chu together.
Yeah. You just like randomly. My favorite one's when I find Trondo and I'm just like, what are you doing, bitch? Like, that's how we talk to each other. But, yeah, I was like, hey, are you working right now? Like, what are you doing? You should be AFK. Like, why are you running around? But
it's great. I mean, I love the little open world thing where you can walk around, grab chests, materials and whatnot. So it's great.
I love it. It is hands down the best mobile game I've played in a while. And I really I'm looking forward to like seeing where it goes and what other characters I can get. I don't know. I got a lot of good ones so far. So yeah, I got pretty lucky too, even though I'm complaining earlier.
I mean, I really like the different battles that they have, like the solo challenges, the tactical challenges. Like
I love them, dude.
Like certain characters where like you have to think about positioning and
yeah. And it also it, stuff. It's it, super it, cool. it's really good about teaching you like how to actually use certain units mechanics that are kind of not your top five that you're using. So you actually have to learn everybody's abilities, and yeah, it's pretty helpful when you're talking about doing like arena and who you're fighting against and knowing how to counter them and things like that. But yeah, I need to go make some dinner.
Oh yeah, it is like 8 o'clock. That's what happens when we record at night. So Dom's gotta go back to the bar. So
no,
Dom's gonna go play some Helldivers.
Probably gonna go play some Helldivers. Maybe.
Nice.
I'm gonna go hang out with the wife.
Send me the link for that thing because I want to buy one. What? The Game Boy.
Oh yeah, I will.
Yeah. I see them on TikTok, but I'm like, I don't know if they're you know, I don't really trust all the
console. The Mii U Mini.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I have a hard enough time just using my phone for stuff. So I don't know if I would want to dive into that. It sounds cool, but yeah. See, right now I'm stuck at, I have to do AFK stage 300, and I'm at
239. I hit that wall just tonight or earlier today. I'm at 533, and I need to get to 545.
Yeah, you have invested a little bit of cash. So I've only spent $20. So
when people do proxy fights, because you can actually do that, you can request for other people to like use your team to help you get past the stage. Every time I see somebody post one, I always try. And yeah, dude, like I immediately am like, fuck, man, like my team is pretty fucking juiced out compared to this person's squad. Like, damn, I would not like to be in this position. But yeah, I'm pretty I had a lot of fun with that. I'm looking forward to seeing Chu keep up his battle with the names I can't read.
Let's see what he's at now. Where do you?
The other thing that's funny about him is that like I ping him and I talk cheeky shit to him and he never responds. I'm like,
that sounds accurate.
What is it? Where do you see the leaderboards in this? I forget where it is.
Well, there's a couple different places. There's the Dream Realm, which it just reset, so I probably won't see it.
Yeah. I just noticed that. It's in the battle modes. No, I'm trying to, because there's one that's like who the
he's definitely not on top of the arena. Somebody else. There were other people that were on top of the arena, but
yeah, it's seeing like the leaderboards. Yeah, I don't see him anywhere in the. He's 13 in the arenas, but there used to be one like where you could see who was top like characters themselves or whatever. So I like the different modes you can do in this, like the Arcane Arena, the Arcane Labyrinth.
Yeah.
The
How about the one where you don't have a team and you have like a new team every time you go in and it's random. Like you can buy with a currency, you can buy like three unidentified cards and then they turn around and you know, you either got cool. Like,
it's just, I mean, it's RNG luck. It's fun. Super yeah. Fun.
It's, I did one where my team was all Wilders and I went 10-0. And since then I have absolutely gotten dumped on. Like I just get,
these are all words I know.
Like getting dumped on.
No, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, I know. We're talking about the Journey game, but anyways,
Wilders.
They're the faction. There's the Graveborn, the Wilders, the Maulers, and the Lightbearers. Is that the last one?
Be a baller, shot caller, and there's Wilder.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah. 20-inch blades on the Impala. Baller, get late tonight.
All right. Chef culture. Let's see. All right. Well, with that, we're going to go continue to play some more AFK Arena.
So I'm on the highway. Talking about
not highway. So thanks everyone for coming out. You can catch us on Instagram at OG.podcast, or Twitter is OverachieversP. Our website's OGpodcast.fm. No, we did not yet.
Okay.
OGpodcast.fm, where you get this episode and every episode where we're talking about what we're playing, what we're looking forward to in a little bit of gaming news. Next time, you can check us out on TikTok at OG.podcast, and I will try to get this streaming live, so it'll be fun. And then open that up to that world for some reason. I don't know why we're deciding to do that, but we're going to try. We're going to see what happens. So, yeah, why not?
The Tiki Talks.
The Tiki Talks, indeed. So, thanks all. See y'all next time. Peace.
I just opened AFK Journey, and it just blasted my fucking eardrums out. I don't think I can hear anymore.